Hi, I'm Brendan Mahoney of Antares Capital, and today on Private Credit Pulse, we're excited to be speaking with Doug Canaliato, co-head of originations and a veteran of sponsor-backed direct lending. Today, we are going to hear from him about trends in the private credit market and his outlook for deal activity in the second half of the year. Let's jump in.
Sure. Brendan, great to be spending some time with you. Thanks for chatting with me. Happy to share my background. I've been with this business and its predecessor for over 25 years. I started my career, as you mentioned, at GE Capital. I spent the first 2 years auditing companies in GE Capital's debt portfolio. And then from there, I joined GE Merchant Banking as an underwriter, which at that time was GE Capital's sponsor finance business. I was an underwriter for several years and became an underwriting team leader. In 2005, GE Merchant Banking purchased Antares to form GE Antares Capital. And by that time, I was on the origination team and responsible for covering East Coast private equity firms. And then 10 years later, in 2015, GE Capital sold GE Antares Capital to CPP Investments. And I began to take on some leadership responsibilities, including being a member of Antares Operating Committee, which I guess leads us to today, where I'm a member of Antares Executive Committee. I co-lead our origination team, and I'm responsible for our capital markets team, as well as our marketing and communications team.
Thanks for sharing, Doug. You know, over the course of your career, I'm sure you've gotten a good perspective into the evolution of private credit as an asset class. Currently, there's a lot of talk about the opportunity set right now in private credit. Some market participants have even referred to it as the golden age of private credit. Tell us a little bit about your perspective on private credit markets today and how you would characterize the opportunity set.
Sure. Yeah, private credit's very attractive, and I believe this vintage of investments could result in the best vintage in our history. You know, the fundamentals are pretty basic. The economics are attractive, base rates have risen, spreads have widened, and this is happening while market leverage levels are decreasing. And on top of that, lenders are enjoying more favorable documentation terms. Some specifics, right? Q2, we saw yields for private equity transactions widen, reaching over 12%, which is the highest level on record, which is great. And this is while leverage for middle market sponsored transactions remain near the lowest levels that we've seen in over 5 years. You know, I think it's also worth noting, and it's been in the press a lot, that larger companies that would typically transact in the BSL market are instead choosing private credit. They appreciate those financing solutions. And these larger companies are showing confidence in private credit, and you know, they're attracted to the certainty of execution, I think, number one. We really like these opportunities to underwrite larger, high-quality businesses with well-developed and strong value propositions. You know, finally, I'll note, you know, the public market volatility has highlighted the benefits of private credit for investors. The asset class is much less correlated to public markets and offers investors a diverse source of income, attractive returns, as I mentioned earlier, along with interest rate protection.
Those are some really great points around some of the secular forces driving the growth in the asset class. Looking at it more granularly, deal activity in the first half of this year was subdued, which I don't think a lot of people would find surprising given the macro uncertainty and continued credit tightening in the wake of the regional bank crisis. What's your take on the overall environment, and how do you continue to source high quality deals in a market where activity remains this muted?
It's true. New M&A volume is down, right? U.S. sponsored middle market volume, which includes syndicated and direct transactions, down about 50% in the second quarter versus Q2 of last year. And there's been notable headwinds for new M&A activity, right? Economic uncertainty, higher financing costs, and there's certainly a delta between buyer and seller purchase price expectations. In this environment, it's mostly very high quality companies that are trading where there's more alignment between buyers and sellers on valuation expectations. However, at Antares, we're not overly reliant on new LBO volume. In any given year, over 70% of our loan activity is with our existing borrowers, right? This volume from our portfolio of over 480 borrowers, you know, keeps us busy, and it's quite an advantage in a slow LBO environment like we've had recently. One source of this borrower activity is portfolio company add-on acquisitions. Right, and it makes sense. Add-ons, even when trading at full multiples, usually trade at a discount, right, to the larger portfolio company they're going to be a part of, which allows sponsors to average down their purchase price multiples. We really like to deploy capital to support our borrowers' add-on strategies. When underwriting these add-ons, we have the benefit of incumbent knowledge of the portfolio company and its value proposition. We've seen it at work, and we have experience and relationships with the management team, which goes a long way for us getting comfortable with the individual credits. Finally, I'll note, right, we maintain over 400 active sponsor relationships. In many cases, Antares sponsor relationships extend back a decade or two, frequently back to the original founding of those private equity firms themselves. Our breadth of sponsor coverage plus our long-term relationships enables us to see many financing opportunities and to be highly selective, right? So on average, we finance just 4% of the transactions we review, which results in our diverse and investment-worthy portfolio.
You know, I think everybody's happy to put the first half of this year in the rearview mirror. As we turn to the back half of 2023, what is your expectation for overall activity?
I'm glad to report that we've seen an increase in new LBO activity. In Q2, we saw a modest uptick in total sponsored middle market volumes, which were almost 10% higher than Q1. Additionally, our screening activity of new LBOs has increased in the last few months. I'm assuming this increased activity results from inflation continuing to decline and interest rates reaching or approaching a terminal rate. And history tells us not to ignore or underestimate the force of private equity dry powder, which was up 20% in 2022. I believe the sideline money will be invested. And again, I'll mention the number of large cap companies turning to private credit has been increasing, which will support activity through year end and hopefully beyond. So overall, I'm looking forward to new LBO volume that will result from these trends. As we've done for over 25 years, right, through multiple cycles and many dynamic environments, we'll continue to leverage our many long-term sponsor relationships to review many, many transactions. We'll look to support our large portfolio of borrowers, including investing additional capital in them, as we discussed earlier. And we'll remain selective and disciplined, right, adding companies to our portfolio that have strong value propositions and that fit our time-tested credit box.
Thanks, Doug, for sharing your insights. This concludes this episode of Private Credit Pulse with Doug Canaliotto.